This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, guys. Our guest today is an entertainment guru. Dave Quinn is a senior editor for People magazine, working across a number of verticals, including the entertainment, lifestyle, and news teams. He is known for his Bravo and Broadway exclusives across print and digital. Considered to be a housewives expert, Dave is the author of the number one New York Times bestselling book, Not All Diamonds in Rosé, the inside story of the real housewives from the people who lived it. Please welcome to the show, Dave Quinn. Welcome to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans.
I'm a huge fan and very excited to be here with you.
Yay. I know that you are very in it when it comes to headlines and hot topics, as I'm not. I always find it weird talking about, you know, people I know, but we're going to just get into it. And hopefully you can, in a way, help guide me, you know, with what's going on or the latest. But let's talk about Mel B. Do you remember when she danced with Max on the show?
Of course. She was incredible. And yeah, I'm a Spice Girl super fan.
Yeah, I know. I wish that all the Spice Girls would do the show at least, you know, in the upcoming seasons. I think there was talks of one doing about to do it, but didn't do it. Who knows?
Well, we had Mel B did it. Mel C did it.
Yes. And I think it was Baby Spice that was supposed to do it.
Emma would be fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
I know. Same. Anyway, so I guess I just saw Mel B's interview with Hoda and Jenna, and knowing Mel B, so back when she was on Dancing with the Stars, I actually hung out with her quite a lot. We became actually really close, and we just DM'd, I think, maybe a few months ago. But I love how open she is, and to a fault, right? That's why she had to walk off set, because they were able to like make her, I guess, feel like she wasn't doing an interview. And she just revealed it all, basically insinuating that they are going to go back on tour as far as the Spice Girls go. Did you watch that interview?
Yeah. So I think what you have here is a perfect storm of really a celebrity who is very outspoken, mm-hmm. plus like two interviewers, Hoda and Jenna, who just make everybody feel so comfortable. Yeah. And she loves that show. She loves going on that show, and she always spills a little bit too much. So it's like she, you know, she's been teasing the fact that the Spice Girls have a project coming, that all five of them are working on this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that it's going to be great and that fans are going to be really excited. And the women sort of baited her, and it almost sounded like, you know, they said, oh, are we going to be able to go and see you? And she said, yes. And then she started to pull it back and she cringed her face and ran off.
Because there's been no announcement, and I'm sure all the girls would want to announce it together, right?
Isn't that? Of course. Yeah.
Right. Like it's a big no-no.
And I am a Spice Girls super fan. I grew up just being absolutely obsessed with them, doing the choreography to Stop in my bedroom, like just like loving it forever. So
the movie, remember the movie?
Oh my gosh. Remember the movie? I was their opening day.
Stop. I was watching it on VHS.
So in my parents' room. Oh my, that's incredible. I have a theory that it is not a tour. I have a theory that they're doing. I don't know if you know what ABBA did in London. They did this great hologram show where they went, the members of ABBA went and like performed live, and they did all these captures of their bodies. And then they like made a hologram show where it looks like you're going to, I went to see it. It's incredible. It looks like you're going to see an ABBA concert in like 1977. I think that's exactly what the Spice Girls have done.
So you're not going to really see them in person then.
No, but like, there's holograms of them. And so, it feels like they're in person. It feels like it they're there.
Okay. So I did this with AJ McLean when we did Dancing with the Stars together. And we did that of the Backstreet Boys. And this was during the pandemic where there was no audience. You can't bring anyone. So I thought of this idea, like, what if we hologram them, you know? It was such a disaster trying to get this thing together in like, cause you know, the turnaround isn't quick. Time is not on your side on the show. And I mean, we had to like set times to choreograph. We had to zoom in. And then it was just to make sure the hologram didn't look like it was eating us on the floor. We're two like smaller people, you know, like.
Yes, of course.
It did. So like until the live show, it went all wrong. So I don't know. I find it like I would love to, there's nothing like in person. Just say.
I agree. But I think that because of Victoria, you know, she's been so adamant that she wants to just focus on fashion, that touring was really stressful for her and live performance gives her a lot of anxiety. I think this is the way to solve it. But that's my guess. I'm a betting man and I would bet money
on that.
I'm sure
you're, and I'm whatever you're betting because I'm putting my money where your mouth is. That's for sure. You know best.
Either way, I think we'll be happy as Spice Girls fans.
Yay. Yes, me too. Let's move on to the second headline that just came out today, actually, about Mel B saying that she'll never be fully healed from abusive relationships, but is on the right path. So this was with People as well. And I come from an abusive past as well when it comes to relationships, both physically and mentally. And I just love the fact that Mel B is opening up about her story because it is so important. And I know it's so cliche, but to not feel like you're alone. I wish that there was someone that opened up when I was going through this. It was like during my high school career, right? Like, and you just never, it was just all shame that was being built up inside of me. And then on top of it, just following the pattern, I wasn't, you know, seeking help at that time. I was in high school. And it was so abusive and I didn't talk to anyone about it. That's for sure. I didn't talk to my family. I didn't talk to anybody. And it was scary. It was a scary time for me. So I love that she's been an advocate for, you know, abuse. And it's important to tell your story because, you know, I've never heard her talk about it until just recently. And she's helping more people than she knows.
I think you are too, just by saying what you did. And I want to just start by acknowledging how difficult that is to open up about. And I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Really, like living with that pain long-term, especially is really challenging. And
And if you don't talk about it, it really eats you up, you know, and you know, even if you talk to anyone, just a therapist or a life coach or whatever, it will continue to live on. And by the way, just because I'm talking about it, it doesn't mean that I'm healed either. Like I will forever be a work in progress. And it's something that I obviously have to change. Hence why I'm still single. Like I really do have to change the pattern in my brain. Right. So this is what felt like home to me, unfortunately, was abuse. Whether that's because of my child abuse growing up or whatever, obviously there's a pattern and I need to break that pattern. And I think with what Mel B is doing, first of all, when I was around her and her ex, there were definitely red flags. And mind you, when did she do Dancing with the Stars? This was like towards the beginning of, wasn't it? Like we weren't even in the double digits, I don't think. But
I remember it was one of the early seasons.
Yeah. And I think that was my, in a way, when I saw their chemistry together, it was fun, exhilarating, but then also I could tell there was something not right about it as well. And it was just kind of opened up my eyes to like, wow, but I yet had so much compassion for her, right? Because it's like, you just don't know when you're in it. And I'm so happy when I heard that she was out of that relationship. There's a sense of relief literally left my body like for her. It's not easy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is all a perfect example of that phrase, secrets keep you sick, right? So when you're living with these sorts of things and you're not able to talk about them, they will eat you alive. Mm-hmm. And she's really shown that, you know, healing from domestic violence isn't a linear thing, that there are times where you can feel, just like you said, you know, stronger. And then there are times where you're really struggling and it takes you back. You know, she wrote this incredible book, Brutally Honest, and now she's come out with a new version of it with extended chapters where she's really opening up about this PTSD that she suffered from 6 years after she left her abusive husband. And she says how important it is to be honest about these things. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you feel the same way.
I just know, like, I used to be a serial dater, but I would be a bad picker. So I was never single. I don't think since I was 13 up until 3 years ago, like, I was never single. So I was always busy in a relationship, or if I knew one relationship was going to end, I had some. It's horrible, but it's just the truth, right? Like, I was super codependent, and now I'm so, like, I'm discovering new things about myself and just coming into my own identity with a bunch of change that has happened in my life. And, you know, more power to her. This guy seems amazing. He seems to treat her great. And I hope she's happy. That's all. I wish her well.
What's been the biggest thing that you've learned in singlehood?
Okay.
Because I'm entering it for the first time in 5 years, and it's been really difficult. Yeah. So I'm curious what your lesson has been.
First time in 5 years? Like, or this is your fifth year?
Oh, first time in 5 years. It ended back in September.
I'm so sorry.
No, thank you.
How are you currently feeling? Is your heart hurt? Are you leaning towards dating? And
No, I'm terrible. I'm broken. I'm a broken person.
Oh my God. I don't wish this upon my worst enemy. Like, that is heartbreak. Yeah. I'm now giving it all to my little Frenchie. So poor her. She's dealing with my anxiety. Yeah, it's the best therapy. But okay, so I guess for me, it's just one step at a time. It's like my alcoholism. Right. So it's literally 1 minute, sometimes just 1 second at a time. Because if I were to think about, like, am I going to be alone forever? How dumb is that? Like, am I going to die alone? Well, first of all, I hate to break it to everyone. We're all dying alone. First of all, second of all, go to my TikTok and find out more, because I did this whole get ready with me about it. No, I'm kidding. But, It's really freeing. I know that this also sounds cliche, and I think everyone's path is different, but what I've learned is to try and not distract myself. So I took up meditation as soon as I got a divorce, and I took up transcendental meditation. And that type of meditation has actually, it's a habit that I've now developed every 20 minutes. Like, you're not listening to Calm or any app. You're not listening to anything but your thoughts. But then you start to separate yourself from your thoughts, and you're like, oh, wait a second. I'm actually not my thoughts. Like, I'm just the observer. I know this is super deep, but I'm like the observer of my thoughts. And once you start to understand, like, that it just waves of the ocean, it all comes in ebbs and flows, right? Like, it's not necessarily a reality just because you're feeling a certain way. So many revelations, like, in my mind, I was like, oh, wait. Then it's like, and then I realized, okay, well, when I was in a relationship, that person consumed my whole life. Like, I made horrible decisions. I chose that person over my career, but that's who I am, right? And that's the addict in me as well. Like, it's all or nothing. And then I realized how less of much the pain that I would feel. I feel so much less of. I also hated sleeping next to me. Like, I like my house at 67 degrees, like, it's freezing, but that's how I like to sleep. You don't have to answer to anybody. You don't have to spend Christmas with in-laws that you don't want to freaking spend Christmas with. Like, there's none of that. And you're saving some money if that person came from a big family too. And if you're the breadwinner, so there you go.
Well, we differ in the sense that I would like to have a hot body sleeping next to me.
Your dog.
My dog counts, but no, yeah, we have a lot in common in this, Cheryl. I'm 11 years sober as a grateful recovering alcoholic. And thank you. And, you know, I learned that I made this dude my higher power. And I didn't expect that I was going to do that. But service and love is my higher power. So, like, caring for someone and taking care of him was so important to me. And now that he's not here, I didn't know what to do with all that information.
Right?
So, The lesson that someone recently said to me that's been very helpful for me, perhaps it will be for you, perhaps it will be for someone listening, is that that God is a shitty gift wrapper. And that we are given gifts in life that sometimes just look terrible.
They're lessons.
But they're great lessons for what we need, and they're beautiful gifts one day. So,
and the more you don't deal, the bigger the freaking gift is.
Exactly. So I think right now, you know, we're both in the process of examining those gifts. And it sounds like Mel B is in the same sort of space now where she's able to look back at the gift that she was given, despite her struggle with PTSD, from removing herself from that relationship. And appreciate the one that she has now with her beautiful fiance, who also is a hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
Like a two for one.
She's already divulged all her dirty secrets to him as like without being conscious about it, most likely. You know, like as you do, like I'm getting my hair done Friday. It's a 9-hour thing. Like it's a full on day. Can you imagine the shit that comes out of my mouth? But I want to say too that I actually came out with a book in 2011 and I talked about my abuse, my physical abuse from my boyfriend I was dating in high school. And that was also a different, like it's every time I talk about it, it's therapeutic. But when I really, when I went on Piers Morgan to talk about it, it was a whole nother thing. Like it was like, I don't know what I'm saying. Oh my God. I almost detached myself in order to do press about it. Right. Like almost like I was telling someone else's story. And, you know, I think it's just kind of just be kind to yourself. Like you're going to, certain emotions are going to arise. Maybe one day you wake up and you have a temper tantrum. Like it's all PTSD. It's all like the stuff that you didn't deal with trying to get out of your body.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Let's move on to Beverly Hills, not Housewives, but Buying Beverly Hills. Okay, first of all, I love the show. Have you been watching it?
Yeah, it's incredible because I'm a huge Housewives fan and I'm a huge fan of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this now feels like a sister series. Like I need to watch this to really get the full picture of everything that's been going on in it's Kyle amazing. And Mauricio's marriage. It's really good.
I mean, regardless of all that, like the show itself is way, it's more real than the Housewives. Like I've stopped with the Housewives because it's just really plastic. Like not saying that these people are plastic. It's just so scripted almost. You're like, wait a second. No one talks over each other anymore. You're like, how? Right?
It's
like,
true.
There's no way you wait for someone to finish. Like it's all weird. I don't know. But this is raw. I love seeing the daughters. Actually, fun fact, his daughter, Farrah, she actually showed me a house back before I bought my home in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah. So it's
so cool.
Crazy. Time flies. And I just love the dynamic. And I think that the fact that they didn't tell the girls that they were that they were separating or divorced and they found out through TMZ and people, it's just not okay. That's just not okay.
Yeah. It's really tough.
Yeah. What do you think about the whole thing? Why do you think they got a divorce? Was there infidelity in there?
Well, that's the big rumor. And I think that, you know, Kyle has said very honestly that she feels as though trust was broken. Look, we champion.
From who?
In some ways, I don't know, but we never really said exactly what it is. I was always of the belief that the longer that you're with someone, the more stable the relationship, right? When you're dating someone in the beginning, it's like, I'm with somebody for 2 months, 3 months. Oh, we just met the parents, right? It's like it progresses.
It's
and
a
it
honeymoon
feels
phase in the beginning.
Stronger, right? But I had a friend say to me once, you know, she's with her husband 25 years and she's like, he could leave tomorrow. There's no guarantee just because I've been with him longer, which was
scarier longer, I think, because you have to put in the work. And some people don't know what that means.
Yeah. And it sounds to me that these are two people who really started to grow apart and weren't putting in the work anymore.
Think about it too, her schedule and then him building the agency, like that has got to, first of all, take up so much time. The fact that and what I do love though, is how supportive she was during that time.
Yeah. And you know, they are very clearly a good partnership. Regardless of whether they're in love with one another and are having a good marriage, right? They are a good partnership. They seem to be very, very on the same page when it comes to parenting, when it comes to lifestyle.
Isn't that all that matters?
Yeah. I mean, but really? I think she's at the age where it looks like she's looking for a little bit more, you know, a little bit more.
I don't
than
know.
Best friend.
I think that he's looking for a little bit more now that he was already on the hunt. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like after Dancing with the Stars, he's got this new sex appeal about him. I'm not even going to lie. Like, the fact that, first of all, it's shocking to me that I don't know if Kyle's ever gotten asked to do Dancing with Stars or the fact that they chose Maurice. I don't know. Anyway, it was brilliant casting. But also, I think he's now maybe people are sliding into his DMs more, you know? So I think at first it's going to be all fun and games. I know he's been dating and all of that. But when you come home at night and you want to have a conversation with somebody and, you know, your date isn't necessarily one to have conversate with. Then, you know, this is why partner. I mean, that's I believe you're trying to find a life partner, not a life sex partner. Like, that's just not sustainable.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't think the grass is greener on the other side always. And they've been together as long as they've been single, right? I think they've been together like 27 years. And
yeah, that's a long time.
They met when they were around that age. So that's a long time to be with somebody. And it's hard to imagine each other's lives without the other, I think, you know. But Kyle said recently in an interview that she's having all sorts of people in her DMs too. Both men and women are sliding into her DMs now.
Do you think it's true with the whole Morgan thing?
I can only go with what she said, and she said that it isn't. So I have to believe her. I'm a little gullible that way. I kind of believe what people say to me. So I'm like, okay.
Really? Well, in the industry you work in?
Yeah, because I'm lucky enough to work for a company that really cares about people. And I care about people too. And it's just who I am as a journalist.
Well, they're legit. People Magazine, I would say always. I don't think I've ever had a bad experience with them. Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think, listen, the relationship between interviewee and subject, right, regardless of what outlet you're working for, is a sacred one that should be respected. And you're expecting somebody to tell your story, and you have to tell it as honestly as you can. So I just imagine that if that's what she's saying, whether or not it's true, quote unquote, it may be her truth right now. And maybe she'll discover new things about herself that she has yet to do that.
Right, right.
And maybe she's discovering feelings about herself that she didn't know. But I know that it's not my place whatsoever to out her or to think things about her that she doesn't think. And if she's ready to tell that story, if there is a story to tell.
She does. She seems pretty strong when she says, I don't want to tell it. And it's no one's freaking business. So, and she's also sober. And I'm telling you, when I got sober, almost 6 years sober, like I.
Basel.
I got sober. Thank you. I got sober when I was during my engagement party. Right. So like, whoa, then my father passed away. And then like all of this stuff happened and I was so sober and I was like, for sure. I was bet odds were against me. Like I was, first of all, didn't announce it to anyone. Cause I knew once I did that the pressure would make me want to drink again. Mm-hmm. So I kept it. I didn't even tell my ex-husband at that time for like a solid month or two.
Wow.
And, so then I started waking the hell up, basically. And what sometimes, you know, when you wake up and you don't walk blindly through life, you see a lot that you understand why you chose not to look at, but now you can't help it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be so easy if to say that the alcohol, once you stop, or whatever addiction you have, once you stop doing that, everything is solved, right? But the it's true though, because I always say that like my drunk brain was never the problem. It was my sober brain. My sober brain was the problem. My sober brain was telling me to get drunk to not deal with his problem. So when I got sober, it only made like I still had to deal with everything.
And now I say to myself, no wonder I was drinking. Like my poor brain needs a vacation.
But I think that's the sort of case with Kyle now. You know, she, when you remove something that you've been using in the past to maybe lubricate or not necessarily deal with some thoughts that you may have, now she's addressing them and clear-headed, and she likes the way she feels. And, you know, it's probably given her the courage without that to really look into what's happening in her marriage and try and find a way forward.
Let's move on to the 70th week of talking about this woman, Ariana Maddox. Like, she's honestly, I don't, I just, when I think there's nothing else like that we can say other than repeat ourselves, something else happens. Are you tired yet of this whole scandal?
It's exhausting. It really is exhausting. And, you know, we're now in the second season of it on Vanderpump Rules, and we're watching it play out, and it's not going anywhere. And there's still a lot to unpack there.
I can't.
It's okay. You're in it enough that I think you can say to your piece from watching it too.
I mean, what else is this going in a horrible hamster like wheel, right? Like, what else is there to say?
Yeah, you know, you're watching somebody, Tom, each week is trying to sort of pick up the pieces and repair his life and move forward, which is compelling in a way to see somebody try to find how he can seek redemption. And listen, I'm all for making
it
amends.
It ain't genuine. And I'll say that straight up. Like, I heard his freaking interview on Nick Vile's podcast. I am so sorry. Like, I don't know, maybe because I've been in it as well. Like, I just, not in that relationship, but in my own type of scandal, but like, it is, I can hear it in his voice. Like, there's not a lot of compassion, and there's not a lot of, you know, for him, I guess the sorries, they don't sound genuine and authentic.
Yeah. And he said a lot of things that have been very conflicting for, you know, as much as he's saying he's sorry, he's then saying things where he's comparing himself to O.J. Simpson
that needs to stop.
Yeah. And it's, and Scott Peterson, like he's said things that it's kind of like, what are you talking about?
How is he comparing himself to a murderer?
I think what he's trying to say, and not very eloquently, is the national attention that this case had and that this story had really affected his ability to move forward. But, you know, you made
he's a better publicist.
Yeah. I actually don't think he has a publicist right now. That's kind of the issue.
Probably not. Can't afford it at the moment, right?
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for somebody, for the underdog, if you will, but there's a lot that he has to own up to. And I'm witnessing somebody who, look, I think the biggest drug of all, we may have, you know, alcohol and any other substances that people are addicted to, but the biggest drug of all is fame. I think that fame for him, like, I think you feel like you're untouchable. The ego takes over, right? Edging God out is what I call ego. So you take over and you think that, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. And what he did was really harmful to not just himself, but to Ariana, to Rachel.
To people at home watching this.
To the viewers, to his friends. Yeah. And there's a lot of amends that he has to make. So the amends process isn't easy. And now Ariana's just bought this beautiful new home. So hopefully that will be the end of this chapter. They've been living in the same house.
Right. But that's because of the fact that, you know, she bought that house with him and she didn't want him. I mean, I think her boyfriend, I hope, would have put his foot down and been like, you ain't living there anymore after Broadway's over.
Yeah, I would hope that too.
With her.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. With my ex, no way. I don't care. My mental health comes before any money in general. Okay. And money comes and goes. Okay. It flows in, it flows out. That's just the way life is. But my mental health, I need to continue to keep it intact on a consistent basis. So that is my priority in life. Like, it's not, no dollar amount, none of it could ever change that for me.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. I've lived with partners before, and when we've broken up, it's been like, get out. You know,
get out.
Yes. I don't want to, like, if you don't want to be with me, you don't get to be around me. That's how I feel.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Gary, though, his name's spelled like Jerry. I mean, I don't understand it. I actually had to Google it. I wish Gary did Dancing with the Stars.
I think he would be perfect for it. Bring him on.
Him and his wife should do it together.
Oh, I love that idea.
Who would you want out of the contestants for Gary's season to be a contestant?
I think Susan is probably, Susan is like everyone's favorite.
Is she the one with the short hair?
Yeah, I like
it
her.
It looks like Kris Jenner.
A little bit, right?
Isn't she?
There's just such, I mean, I didn't watch the full season. I watched a few episodes in the beginning and a few episodes at the end. The Bachelor was always a show. I was so involved in Housewives that I never got into Bachelor and Bachelorette. And I got very, you know, listen, dating is hard. And it made me upset watching it because I was dealing with my own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that watching the Golden Bachelor, it felt really refreshing and it felt inspiring. Yeah. You know what it was, Cheryl, was all these people really talking about being at a stages of their life where they thought that it had passed them by and looking for their second chances. And that was really emotional.
It was
and
so I don't brilliant. Know. So, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Let's do the last story here. Just for me, it's more about a congratulations to Max and PETA expecting again. They just did a gender reveal. It's a boy for the third time. Oh, I know PETA wanted a girl so bad. Like, that is crazy. Maybe they'll try again.
Maybe there'll be a fourth. Yeah, maybe they'll go for four.
She went through so many different treatments. And now they're just popping it out like Tic Tacs.
It's working. Something is working.
Right?
They're building their own little dance troupe at home. I just cannot wait.
I asked Max when he did the show. I was like, are you training them already? He goes, I'm not like Pasha and Daniela teaching my kids rumba walks. Cause I guess like shy, he said, we're doing soccer, like all the things, but there's still, you know, a dance mom and dance dad at heart. Like those two.
That's not going to go away. And that stuff falls, you know, it's genetic. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, I had so much fun. I didn't want it to end.
I know. I feel like it just was so short. We have so much to talk about. You're amazing. Are you ever if you're ever in LA, holla.
I sure will.
I love talking to you.
I love talking to you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle. And make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.